Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
When you're experiencing those thoughts, life is just happening and you're just thinking about time. And time's not thinking back about you, it's moving. And so, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So like, once you get out of like, oh, I'm just worried about time, let me just be in my life. Mm-hmm. Then I think things start to get better. They start to get richer.
Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome to Human to Human, a Revolt Network podcast. Human to Human is a space to reimagine self-love, deepen interpersonal relationships, and peel back the layers of the human experience, one conversation at a time. I'm your host, Stacey Ike, and I'm so excited to present this very special episode to you featuring some of your favorite leading men from the Best Man Holiday, and now the Best Man Final Chapter. Terrence Howard, Harold Perrineau, and Morris Chestnut. So what you're about to hear are three different conversations with each man where we talk about letting go of control, their relationship with time, reflections on shooting the Best Man Final Chapter, and, well, there's some more, but you're going to have to listen in for that. Before each episode, I like to share a song to add to your playlist, a book to check out, and a reflection question inspired by the episode. So let's get into it. This episode's song of the week is Keep Your Head to the Sky by Earth, Wind, and Fire. This episode's book is Finding Me by Viola Davis. And while you're listening, reflect on this question. What tools do you have in place when you are in a moment of fear or control and you want to lean on trust instead? Maybe it's a mantra or a breathing exercise or just a friend who's on speed dial, but whatever it is, it's good to have an idea of that tool so that you can lean on it when moments of fear do arise. Now, let's get human to human with Terrence, Harold, and Morris.
Hello, Terrence Howard.
I like how we fit together.
You know, energy begets energy.
Yeah, amen.
I love your fit. You look so happy and healthy.
Yeah, gave up sugar, you know?
Me too.
Beyond the Coca-Cola I was just sipping on a minute ago. I've given it off religiously. I still cheat with it every once in a while.
I feel you. The human, you know, it's human nature. Listen, there's only so much we can do. You still live in America. I get it. Yeah. And actually, you bring me to such a beautiful point because your character does the same thing. You have such a spiritual transformation throughout the 23 years, the Quinn we get to experience. And this is very different than the Quinn we've experienced throughout the series.
It's so funny to watch everything that you thought was going to take place in your life mm-hmm. turn out to be nothing more than the same old retold fairy tales, you know, and you thought the woman wanted a prince charming,
right.
You thought she wanted the knight in the shining armor. The fairy tale fails both ways.
Mm.
You know, the little boys fail to live up to the chivalry that the woman expected, and she no longer lets down her hair, you know, and there's nothing to climb up anymore. And so for us to keep the romance together, you know, there's something about the way these women played their characters. None of them tried to emasculate the men that they were with, mm-hmm. but they still got their point across. Mia never raised her voice to Lance, But Lance always listened, because a man's nature is to bend to the softest curvature of a woman, you know, and the softer that voice is, the louder it hits them in their intention. And, you know, they don't get anything they want.
For sure.
That's just the nature. And that's how Nia is. That's how all of these female characters.
Sure.
They
are. Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a very strong, loving new generation that came up from watching The Best Man. Your friends, you know, as long as you need to be. And when you can't be friends anymore, then you're your guardian.
I love that. You brought up fairy tale, and I'd love to ask you, is there a fairy tale in your life you had to rewrite?
Yes. I was told when I was a kid that if you worked really hard and you discovered the grand unified field equation and you put that into geometry and proved it by generating a new form of flight and then creating an unlimited supersymmetrical system with mid-air bonding, that there would be ticker tape parades. You know, if you discovered the real wave conjugations, there would be ticker tape parades. There's not. They want to crucify you for discovering that they've lied and wrong. You know, when I said 1 × 1 = 2, I said it because it's the truth. An action times an action has an equal and opposite reaction. The greater the action, the greater the reaction, the greater the reaction, the greater the resistance, the greater the resistance, the greater the curvature. Everything has a reaction, so everything has curvatures. There's no straight line. So the solids were false and was able to prove all of that, but tangential flight is real. So, you know,
What do you do with that responsibility of knowing these things?
Share it. Go to TCOTLC.com. Mm-hmm. That's my book. It's free. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And all that truth is on it. TCOTLC.com. Mm-hmm. Tango Charlie Lee.
I will check it out.
TangoCharlie.com.
I will check it out. Terrence, what's the last thing you forgave yourself for the first time?
For the foolishness that led to me being, to me no longer liking myself as a child, you know, for blaming myself for the actions of others, you know, for expecting myself to be wiser and more shrewd and cunning when I was more innocent and naive. It's learning to forgive yourself for the things that you had no choice in the making, you know, and then to grow from that. That's, you know, it's forgiving the foolish me, forgiving the younger me.
Thank you for sharing that. That's so beautiful. Of course. I feel like a lot of what we learn, not only through your character, but your life specifically, is that, you know, we can't really control anything as we evolve and we grow and we learn the universe and there are higher powers, right? And so have you learned? Oh, go ahead. No, I feel like
your secret. No. This is the greatest secret of all time.
Sure.
There is no one greater than you. Mm-hmm. Perfection cannot beget imperfection. Perfection can only create perfection, and that will only recreate perfection. Our perception of perfection is wrong, but God is no less than all things collected together and the smallest of things. Everything is from the Creator, so everything is sacred, so everything is God, so you can direct what takes place. The reason that Jesus could walk on water was because every cell in his body was aware and in harmony of his divinity, and not one cell doubted who and what he is.
Yeah.
And he is us.
So I love that, because I think a lot of us are afraid of the divinity we have. So how would you tell somebody to, you know, start cultivating that self-trust, but then next level, that divinity within themselves?
Yeah, you have to let go and step off of the path and know that you will never hit the ground. you have to follow where you've been told not to go. Mm. Ask the questions that no one wants asked, mm-hmm. and demand an answer. Demand an answer. I had a question before. Here, if the earthly things is a shadow of heavenly things, and everything's on the earth has everything in this physical universe has an equal and opposite made. Every element has an equal and opposite made on either side. So how is it? Where's the equal and opposite made? Where's the feminine? You breathe in positive, you breathe out as negative. Where was the feminine deity necessary to create a male child? Mm. Where's the feminine? We hear the creator produces a son and produces all these other things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Feminine deity. What happened to that feminine equal and opposite deity? Where is that story told? And why is the very first story we're told is that women made the mistake who were supposed to be the equal and opposite. Now you have to be less than the man, even though it takes a two. You know, nitrogen is not stronger than boron. Nitrogen and boron equally balance each other, plus three, minus.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Three, beryllium and oxygen, equal mates. Fluorine and chlorine, lithium, equal and opposite maids. Mm-hmm. And that goes all the way up the periodic table. You know, sodium, chlorine, potassium, bromine, rubidium, iodine, you know, or cesium and astatine. They're all the same things, just under different octaves. So if everything in the universe abides by these same laws and principles, then the universe itself must abide by these laws and principles. So there has to be an equal and opposite mate for the divine one. And I want to hear that story. And I'm not shutting my mind, mouth, or ears until I find the story to be told so I can know the balance.
Right.
Hell with all the rest of this.
Right, right.
I don't need the fairy tale. Show me the truth.
Ooh, Terrence, thank you for sharing your humanity with us. I so appreciate that.
Thank you for sharing your divinity with me.
You are so welcome.
Prime Video is launching Culture Rated, a new platform that centers the experience, celebration, and influence of Black people. Black people are the centerpiece of culture, and this immersive platform will shine a light on Black-led content from originals to some of the old favorites, from Harlem to One Night in Miami, from Martin to Madea. It's giving memes, emojis, and group chat ready. With Culture Rated, dive deep into entertainment by and for the culture. Check out amazon.com/CultureRatedPV, home for Black entertainment on Prime Video. See you there.
Pleasure to connect.
Same here. Pleasure to connect with you as well. How you been?
I've been great. Congratulations. It's been so beautiful to watch 23 years of evolving of this journey and this story. That's some time. I mean, the commitment. I love it. So I'd first like to ask you, playing in the humanity and the complexity of Julian, does it really feel like the last chapter?
You know, listen, playing in the reality and humanity of Julian, of course it's not the last chapter from him. For him, their life goes on, but you know, it may be the last chapter for audiences. I feel like we really wrap up the story pretty nicely, but you know, of course their lives go on, and do I expect us to come back again? I don't. Could we come back again? I mean, of course we could, right. You never know, but you know, I feel like this is a pretty nice wrap up of all the things that we've all been through together and all the struggles, and those characters are always going to be friends. And so I think the audiences will really, really enjoy it.
That's exciting. Yeah. As we get older and we evolve, as your characters get older and evolve, I think one of the universal lessons that we all learn is that we can't really control anything. Would you agree?
Exactly.
Is it, right?
I would 100% agree.
Right. That is one of the, as I watch these beautiful stories like transpire over time, I realize, oh wow, that must have been a human thing that they learned. Do you think personally you learned that lesson through your career as an actor or more as a father?
Definitely more as a father. You know what I mean? There's just so many things that you just have no control over and you think you do. And the thing that you start to have to do is let go. You know what I mean? And it's really hard, especially like if you're protecting your kids or when you're raising them and you think like, oh, this is the way I'm steering them, but they go a different way. Like you just have to let go and really trust, you know, trust whatever you believe in. Trust God, trust the universe, trust that things will go the way they're supposed to go. There are always good times and there are always bad times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think at least I've been lucky enough to have way more good times than I've had bad times. The bad times have been terrible. But, you know, in the overall scheme of things, it's been good. And I got to trust that that's always going to be there and that I can handle the bad times. And so, and I want to teach my kids that too. And so if that works, great. And if it doesn't, we keep trying. So just, you just let it go. You can't hold on to it. It'll make you crazy.
It's something I would love us to like. It's one of those easier said than done truths, right? It's like, no, just let go. You go. And it's like, no, but really, you have to let go. It is the truth. It is it. And that leads me to ask you about your relationship with time. Time is one of the things we all wish we had more of. We all wish we knew what we could have done if we had a different, you know, aspect of time, or we wish we could have either like go back and do something differently, whatever the case is. I would say for you, who's had such a beautiful career and a long career, as well as your character who's evolved, how have you cultivated your relationship with time and nourished your relationship with time? And can you share any tools that have taught you how to deal with some of the hard times, some of the beautiful times, recognizing how to just deal with time overall?
Well, if I'm being really, really honest, the relationship with time is still an ongoing process. It's always evolving and changing. For instance, when I was younger, you know, things weren't happening fast enough in time. You know what I mean? Like I just wanted them to happen. And I remember people used to say, oh, you've got a lot of potential. I was like, forget potential. I want to be there. Like, I was so in a rush to like get stuff done. And I'm less in a rush now. And, but you know, as I'm less in a rush now, sometimes I'm a little worried like, oh, is it over? You know, am I done? Is it like, you know, and there is a certain part of my life that is done, that like, oh yeah, I don't do that anymore. And that's cool not to do that. But it's cool that the new things I'm doing as well. And so for me, it's constantly evolving. And so again, in that let go way, when you find a space to just like, to just live in your life, you know, you get to experience it more than you experience the thoughts that are just kicking around in your head.
Yeah.
When you're experiencing those thoughts, life is just happening and you're just thinking about time, and time's not thinking back about you, it's moving. And so, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So like, once you get out of like, oh, I'm just worried about time, let me just be in my life. Then I think things start to get better. They start to get richer. They start to get like, oh, you activate when things go wrong. You're like, oh, this is happening. Let me get in there and fix that. Well, like not let me wait for time to happen and it to get better. When things hurt, like, oh, and they really, really hurt sometimes, you got to sit with it. You got to go through that because you know it's going to make your armor a lot more stronger. And it's strong right now, but it's certainly going to be there. And then one day it's there. You know what I mean? And then you get to experience that. You know what I mean? While the times are good, and protect yourself from all this other stuff. So it's about kind of like, it's an always evolving thing, but really, again, it's back to letting go, letting things happen, being involved in your own life. Like that's what I try to do mostly.
That's so good. Ooh, that's so good. That's because truly, I mean, we all share in these in our mind living versus outside of our mind living. And a lot of our in our mind living is where we start developing our self-talk. Have you had some transitions in your self-talk as you are encouraging yourself to live out loud and be present? What have been those transitions?
So much self-talk. A lot of it is about like so many things, like about who I am, as an artist, who I am as a human being, as a father, as a husband, like all of those things, so much self-talk, because, you know, look, self-talk is important. And you find out how important it is when you start learning how to, you know, push yourself in a direction that's more beneficial for yourself. So learning to hear the self-talk is interesting. And sometimes at the beginning, it's really, really off. Like, oh man, that dude is really buck-toothed. Like, that used to be a thing. Like, wherever I went, like, I mean, the guy, you know, like, what's Bunny? Like, what's up? And I'd think about it all the time. I'd be on stage and like, well, there's nothing to do about, like, the way someone else may perceive me. I can't, I can't even begin to figure out how they're going to perceive me. That's just me talking to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are my teeth okay with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fine. Yeah, they're fine. Let's keep going. Now I don't have to worry about that. And so, but like learning to listen to those voices, learning to like be able to like understand when they're pushing you in a direction that you don't want to go, and or when you can like use them to push you in a direction you do want to go. That's it's really important. And it's not easy. It's not, again, it's not like it just happens tomorrow. Like it's a relationship. It's a relationship with yourself, you know, and one where you have to learn how to take care of yourself, because who else is going to do it? You.
So well said. So well said. And with that said, I'd like to end with, what is the last thing that you forgave yourself for the first time?
The last thing I forgave myself for was my relationship with my dad. My dad and I sometimes have tricky relationships, and I was expecting him to be this thing that he wasn't. And then I had to get around to like,
hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
My dad just being who he was. But I had to get over all those years that I was like, how come you're not? And I had to forgive myself for that, because, you know, there was a time when I thought he was supposed to do something that he was never supposed to do. And I had to like get over that and do the thing that I had said, let him be who he is.
Yeah.
Just be the man he is. And that took a little time. So
thank you.
Just recently I went through that.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
That was heavy. That was a little deep.
Well, I appreciate it, because I do think, again, there's such a universal, as we talk of so much about the story at large, when I dive deep into each character, I just think of like, wow, the self-awareness journey, the self-love journey, the movement journey. There's so many things that are happening to carry a character 23 years, right? You're carrying life.
Right.
And so I'm so encouraged by how you guys carry that life. And I appreciate you for sharing that. And how would you want us to all feel when we watch the final chapter?
Man, I want you to feel the same things I felt when I watched a few of the episodes. I want you to feel like you're back with your friends.
Yes.
And I want you to feel like you are on a ride and that you get something that feeds you, like that feeds your soul, feeds your heart. Right. Not anything that takes anything from you. I just hope you feel like you're back with your friends.
Right.
And you're all going to go on this great ride together.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being a part of it and saying yes again. I'm so excited to be able to share this with my family and during the holidays. Such a perfect time.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. Such. I was like, wow, y'all gave it to us. Thank you. Y'all really gave it to us. Appreciate it. Congratulations on being back on this beautiful franchise and story and brotherhood. It's amazing to be able to see you guys celebrate 23 years together. How does that feel for you?
Wow, you know, it's really exciting. I mean, for us to come together like we have been for over that span of time to do, you know, we love to come together as a family and friends and getting together and being on set and having a lot of fun. And then for it's been rewarding for the fans to really, you know, want to see it. You know, they showed up for the first one, showed up for the second one. And we're just, we're thinking that, you know, they're going to show up for this one. So we're excited.
Right. Your character has had a very big journey throughout the 23 years. And one of my favorite lessons that I think I pulled is you learning that you don't really have control over everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And go ahead.
No, that's a huge lesson because, you know, as someone who his character, Lance, has been successful and he's, you know, he's felt he has control over his family, his career and everything, but he realizes he really doesn't. And then particularly after the last situation, to suffer the loss of his wife and have to question his faith was a huge challenge. And then I'm excited for the audience to see in this version, he opens up grieving over his wife and trying to do things to cope and get over it. And then he's hit with another challenge that that's going to test his faith as well.
Yeah. With the lesson of control, which I think is really universal in your life, do you feel like you've learned that the most through your career as an actor or through fatherhood?
It's both of them are very, very challenging and very difficult to deal with. I think in my professional life, it's I've come to the conclusion at a very early stage that, you know, I knew that I wasn't going to have control, and I was always looking to do things outside of the industry to have some more balance, some more stability, you know, because the industry fluctuates. It goes up, down, sideways, whatever. But in parenthood, raising kids, that's a whole nother level, because you do have a level of control, you know, all the way up probably till about high school, and then it really just goes out of way.
And then it's whatever they want. Yeah.
It's whatever it is. It's a whole nother lesson of how to deal with. So control is a huge thing, of course.
Sure. Have you learned anything new about yourself through your relationship with your kids and having to just continue to evolve as a father?
I've learned things about myself and life. I think, you know, my parents used to always tell me, you know, things aren't always going to go the way you plan. And what I've come to know is that they never go the way you plan. There's always something different, whether it be your success or failures. It's like some things you think are going to be, you're so sure they're going to be a certain way, then they're not. And then so some things you're sure they're going to be, they're going to fail and they're going to be miserable, and then it's not. So it's just expect the unexpected in life. That's just what it is.
Yeah. As you say that, it makes me think about time and the relationship with time as we all cultivate that, right? As we grow up, it's the one thing we wish we had more of. It's the one thing we wish we knew how to, you know, use the best. It's something, it's always a retrospect lesson. So for you, how have you nurtured in your relationship with time over your career? I mean, to be in this industry for so long, to be continuing to age beautifully, humbly, you know, not have drama in your storyline, you still have to cultivate a relationship with time, even when things were good and when they were bad.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. Even when I look back, even when I've come to the conclusion that I've had to manage my time better, because one thing I'll always look back. I've never really have been able to look back and say, I got the maximum use from this period of time out of my time. You know, I've always regretted, well, I should have done this differently. I should have managed the time a little bit better there. I could have done this there. There's always some period. Even now, even though I have that perspective now, from this point forward, I'll get up 3 years from now and I look back, I should have done this better. I should have done that better. So it's just managing time to its maximum efficiency is extremely, extremely elusive. And I don't really know anybody who's truly been able to do that, me personally.
Sure.
So that's the challenge with time. So yes, you're right.
That's very honest. I think that's a really good thing, because we definitely teach each other productivity and efficiency and this, do this and do that and spend this much time. And I think just to hear somebody like you who is taken a lot of time and use your time, what other people would say wisely, you still also are telling us it takes time to get there.
Without a doubt. Yes.
Right. And you're, again, Lance has evolved so much over 23 years, which mm-hmm. also mirrors Morris has evolved over 23 years in this, yes. in this span. What's the last thing you forgave yourself for the first time?
Ooh, wow. The last thing that I forgave myself for the first time, that's a deep question. The last thing that I forgave myself for the first time. Wow. I thought of, I can't say really what I'm thinking about. I can't really say that of something that I could say. That's a good one. I don't really know that. That's a really good question. The last thing I forgave myself for the first time.
If you don't mind me sharing, I have forgiven myself for my lack of self-trust. I had to do that. Okay. That's not a first time. That's been a couple times.
Right. But yeah, but
so if there's a couple time one, I'm okay with that too.
For the first time is something different, you
sure,
know.
Sure.
To me, I mean, it's really in line of what we said, because so it's really in line with what I've been discussing with time, because mm-hmm. so for so much of my career, in terms of whenever I've had a job, I've never truly been 100% present on the job. Because as an actor, you always know if I get a movie that takes 2 months, I'm going to be employed in 2 months and I have to find another job. And mm-hmm. same thing with the TV show. So whenever I've gotten a job, I've always said, okay, you know what? I got to figure out how I'm going to parlay that into something else. Mm-hmm. And literally even the last 5 years, you know, when I said, you know what? I think I'm at a point now to where I can just really be present, 100% present at a job and just not really think about getting it out. So my next job, I'm just going to be present on that job. And then sure enough, I do the same thing again. Mm-hmm. I get on that job mm-hmm. and it's going to be over soon. So I forgave myself multiple times for not being present. At some point on a job, I'm going to have to be 100% present. And I have not been able to do that yet.
Sure. I thank you for sharing that. Thank you for uh-huh. sharing that. I appreciate that. I think that's really relatable. And a lot of us are experiencing that as we're trying to, you know, do our best and also still be thinking about the future of the past, but you know, that's very human. So
you know, it's really tough, especially when you're ambitious and you have mm-hmm. so many things that you want to accomplish and so many different goals and different areas and of life. And there's always something that there's always something challenging you from mm-hmm. a personal standpoint and professional standpoint when you're ambitious, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you again for sharing. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Thanks for
Limba Chicken Chow Mein, Mkhetwa, a.k.a. Big Wara.
Yo, it's Big Fred, a.k.a. Daddy Tuzowadi Podcast.
Kiki Tubafetu, and we are the Sobering Podcast.
Tune in to us every second Wednesday for fire conversations and interviews about South African music, sneakers, and street culture.
Check us out on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Shout out to our moms.
Listening to the Human to Human Podcast and this episode with Terrence Howard, Harold Perrineau, and Morris Chestnut. The Best Man Final Chapter airs on Peacock on December 22nd, which I'm sure you guys have already checked it out. But if not, check it out. It's very bingeable and you can definitely, you know, it's holiday time. You can get a password from somebody. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, leave a review. And while you're at it, share this with someone you love or just someone you like, as long as you share it. Stay connected between episodes and follow us on Instagram at Human to Human with Stacey Ike. I'm your host, Stacey Ike. And remember, curiosity is the pathway to consciousness, so let's take the next step together. Happy New Year, everyone. This episode was produced by executive producer Stacey Ike, theme music Pieces by After the Fall, music released by Chill Out Records, post-production audio by Revolt, and special thanks to our guests, supporters, and the entire team at Human to Human Productions.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. that will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.